大众向仁俊长老三问讯 ，We bow three times to Master 仁俊。First bow. Second bow. Third bow. Have a seat, please. 各位请坐。
本师释迦牟尼佛，
南无本师释迦牟尼佛，
南无本师释迦牟尼佛，
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
主持法师，诸位法师，诸上善缘好。
The Abba President.The abbot of the center, all the monastics, and all the people coming here for today's ceremony.
现在顶上一句话，能成人者能渡人。
Was simply stated, if you could, you could be a human being, then.You're able to attend Buddhahood.
从佛法上说，一切人一起住生中，人生最贵。是说把一切众生的这个身体，要是比较起来呀、啊。这个人生啊，最贵、最有意义、最有价值。
Compared to all other beings, human beings are the most precious. Human bodies are the best compared to all.
所以啊，我们现在得到了人生了了。就好好的呀、啊，趁这个最大的清醒心，也要发起呀、啊、最大的精进心，把人啊做的呀真正的成为一个真实的人。
Now we have this human body. Now we really have to.Use it with full confidence and practice diligently with this body so that we can attain highly and achieve Buddhahood.
啊，说起来呀，是佛菩萨呀，度人。其实呀，就是人度人。
Actually, when we say,that we are being delivered by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas actually is people deliver people.
我们从人身上能够、啊、到任何地方、啊、都显现出佛法来。人家见到我们身上有佛的佛法呀我们才能真正啊发挥度人的力量。
Why? Each time, every place, we meet people, we exuberate the light of the Buddha, and that is how we deliver all sentient beings.
所以啊，我们得到了人生。要好好的呀、啊，重视发挥人生的这个价值。但是啊，从那个佛经上来说， 得到人生啊，是件大困难的事情了。所以啊，经上说，失人生哉，如大地土啊；得人生哉，如爪上土啊。说啊，得到了人生啊，由于啊不知道此物界，不知道心是身啊，这一生啊就等于啊堕到三恶道当中了。所以我们现在既然得到人生，一方面啊要起这个最大的这个清净心，二方面啊要起最大的这个精进心，要保持人生，发挥人生，这样子啊我们才能生生世世哦，行菩萨道，愿成佛果。
Now we have this precious human body. We really have to use it wisely so that we can really take this human body and use it highly to help others. Now in the Buddhist Sutra, it mentioned it is very, very difficult to attain this human body. Now that we already have it, if we use it for evil deeds, then we are actually in the three deviant realms. So, now we have this body, we have to use our body with the greatest pure mind and the most diligent effort to practice hard to deliver all beings that you are encountered with. Then, this is the best way of using this precious body. And if we could do that lifetime after lifetimes, we maintain this human body and use it time after time until we attain Buddhahood. We make this great vow that we will come back again and again as human, deliver other human beings. This is how we repay Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
今天是遇佛的呀，这个一天。那么现在呀，我们就要知道了了，说十转就业出远经，不许无人为之欲。说个这个释迦世尊啊，他就业彻底的圆满清净了了。换句话说个，一切的这个烦恼啊断尽了了，一切的福慧呀、慈悲智慧等等圆满具足了了，像这样的啊无上佛陀，不需要我们啊对他膜语啊。
Today is the day we come here celebrating Buddha's birthday and participate this ceremony obeying the Buddha. We all know Buddha already completed his merits and wisdom. How? By eliminate completely the vexations. So Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, does not need us to bathe him. He already is in this pure land with no defilement and vexations.
现在啊，为什么要举行这个末佛的与佛的 这个圣莲，自言凡夫不善于，特是接受经善业。说干只是因为啊，一切的这个凡夫不知道啊，善于怎么样的魔语啊？说个一般的人啊，不知道爱惜谁，不知道爱惜这个念，说个尽量的啊，把自己的整个身体泡在这个浴缸里面，花上啊人布或者几不嘎人洗澡。洗这个没有洗得干净，为什么呢？他之所以啊说认为自己洗干净了，只是说个为了自己的快乐，或者是为了自己的呀、啊、这个情感作用。那么像这样子哦，你身体啊虽然洗得非常干净，但是啊你这个心啊比什么人都会做。像这样子的洗澡哦，除了浪费这个水和电以外，其他的毫无作用啊，太可惜太可惜了。
Now why do we have the ceremony of bathing the Buddha?It is because sentient beings don't know how to bathe. A lot of people, ordinary sentient beings, like to waste a lot of water, electricity, simply wants to just use hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water, hot water, to wash their body. But their mind is not pure.So even though they thought their body is really clean and so that they are clean, but in fact, their mind is not pure and they bathe it with the purpose of themselves. It's a selfish reason. And also if the motivation is in accordance with affections. And because of that,Even though their bodies are clean, but they are not really clean because they really don't know what clean is.
有缘凡夫啊，不善于沐浴啊，所以啊，这个佛法呀，或者是释迦佛呀。去特别开示我们一切的凡夫，因呢是要教诫，而是教授。教诫简单的说，就是说不应该做的，绝对要断除；应该做的呀，决定要做到，这个叫做戒。所以呢。就是说你能这样做到了，你才能真正啊从今以后啊静静的真正的深入接受这个佛法。你能接受了真正的佛法了，内在啊清净啊，外在正道尽善意啊，因此啊，能够彻底的、完整的来净化我们的这个善意，也就善口意啊。
Now, because ordinary sentient beings don't know how to bathe themselves, therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha expounded the way. He told us how to bathe. What is how?There are three things. First, whatever you are doing that is not good, right away, stop doing that. And whatever is needed to do that is good for all sentient beings, including yourself, do it right away. And by doing that, you also purified your mind and body and also go deeper into what Buddha has taught us and practice and experience, attain the Buddha, what Buddha told us. And then gradually and gradually, you attain this inner purity. Outwardly, you are upright. And then you completely purify the three karma that derive from your speech, your body, and your mind.
无戒立刻断邪净现在说个净善意哦是从什么地方进去啊就说个做人啊修佛要先持这个五戒 这个五戒的最根本的作用，就是要把人格呀建立起来，建立人格的最重要、最坚固的意义，就是说，本该做的，一起个把它断除；应该做的，一起个后代。那么像这样子哦。 你把这个人格建立起来了，种种的罪恶的那个泄露，绝对呀不会再走上去了。Now,
how do we purify ourselves and practice virtuous deeds? Now, first thing you gotta do is to take five precepts. The fundamental function of the five precepts to establish human characters. Now, to make it, to summarize how really we're doing that to establish human character is whatever you are doing that is not good, right away, stop doing it completely. And whatever is needed to be done that is good for yourself and others, do it right away and do it completely. That is the basic principle of taking five precepts. And as the result of that, you will establish a healthy and virtuous human character.
把五戒呀吃好了了，有一个在家的家庭来说啊，说个做丈夫的，是永远啊不做这个种种的啊邪恶的事情，做太太的。 也永远啊不做邪恶的事情，把这个家风啊或者家规维持那个非常的这个严谨，这样子啊，这样的家庭啊才是模范的这个家庭，这样的家庭啊，出的子女和后代呀、啊，才真正啊在社会上。 或者在世界的各处啊，都能表现啊这个人格的标准。
Now, when we talk about five precepts, using family as an example, husbands will not do bad things. Anything that is not right, husbands won't do. Same thing with the wives, won't do any kind of deviate, violating kind of actions. This way, the couple will be able to create this family that really upholds the rules and the regulations to respect to each other and their children. Then they will create the so-called model family. And then their children and the offsprings after that, the children, will also maintain this healthy, harmonious family. And then if we, every one of every family are like that, then we will create this healthy, happy society and the world. And that is the way we express true human character.
现在简单的讲讲啊，这个五戒的啊，这个意义。第一是不杀戒呀，因为这个佛法呀，对于众生的这个生命，包括种种的人和种种的这个动物。因为人同动物啊，都有一个相同的这个心理，就是讲人怕痛苦了，怕遭到杀害了；种种的动物啊，也怕痛苦，也怕要遭到杀害。所以我们第一个要能不杀害一切众生。第二不到啊，第二呢，就捡过的意义来说，不是我的东西，我绝对不要，这是它的定义。但是啊，从另一个的场上来说，说你这个人啊，会经营，会做生意，赚一笔啊，都是几十万、两百万或者两千万。如果说是哦，你自己发狂，说这是我自己赚得来的，我应该好好的享受，我不可以给人。像这样的啊，就算大道啊。为什么呢？你明明啊是赚的人的，尽了许多人的痛苦啊，你都不肯啊发心帮助他。你这个人啊，就不能成为一个人了。等于说是半人半兽的一种人啊。所以啊，真正不道的人啊，赚的一多了，他这个不死心啊，越来越大。这样子啊，自己所培植的这个善根啊，越来越深厚啊，这才是真正做人的开始。
Simply talk about the five precepts. First one, no killing. Buddha Dharma talked to us that human beings, they are very precious to their own lives. They experience sufferings and pain when they face calamities. Same thing with other sentient beings, animals. They also share the same sentimentals when they deal with, when they face calamities, they also arise fear and sufferings. Therefore, Buddha Dharma encouraged all sentient beings will also protect other beings by not kill them. This is the fundamental reason, compassion to other beings, because we as humans know how suffering felt, how when we deal with calamities, how that meant. That is the first. The second is not stealing. Simply stated is when things are not ours, we don't take them. Now some people very clever in business. They use their mind, your knowledge. They were able to acquire millions, billions, dollars. Now, for these people, if they arise this arrogant mind to say, hey, these monies are my monies because I earned them, so I will use this money to really treat myself, you know, luxuriously. I will really, you know, pamper myself, enjoy all the materials that I could acquire. If people like that, we can call them actually stealing. Why? Because they have the ability to help people who are actually suffer, and they are not doing that. So by not doing that, they actually sort of like have human, have animals. They don't really have this compassion to other beings. Because of that, they actually are committed stealing. So for people who have the ability to actually make a lot of money, they should actually also make offerings and donate money or any other means to help people who don't have it, who are in need of help. This way, they also not only accumulate great merits, also they will have planted the virtuous roots.
第三就是不敬，这一点啊，我们这个在家的这个夫妇，千千万万要注意啊。这个报纸上啊，时常登记哦，说个许多的有了家庭的。 这个夫妇，一不注意啊，就要躲在这个邪淫当中，就是男女啊，各有外遇，说这样的家庭啊，家风家规啊，都败坏了，出不到好的子孙了。
The third one. No sexual misconduct. Now this one, for all those who are married couples, you really need to pay attention highly on this one. We see newspapers publish a lot of stories about families broken up because of one of the spouse had extramarital affairs. And that create this really disharmony to the families, and that will also trickle down to their own children's, and their children's will not have good families because of that.
在报纸上啊，登记的，说个即使啊，在美国啊。 所以许多的啊，卖淫的地方啊，相当多，所以啊，这个警察局啊，就非常注意啊这个事情。为什么呢？因为这个与社会的风气有关系，与人格的生长更有密切的关系。所以啊，警察起来非常严格。
Now, the newspaper published a lot of these stories about people having extramarital affairs. And also, you can see a lot of places that you can have prostitution kind of actions, places that perform that. So because of that, a lot of police will pay highly attention to this kind of activities in the society. The reason is because this kind of activities create disharmony to the world, to the society, and also degrading humankind, human characters of mankind. Therefore, you will see police will pay highly attention to situations like that in the society.
第四啊，不妄语，就是讲做人啊要真诚，绝不会啊打这个啊光华，出个批人哄人。那么这样子啊，你做人的这个风格呀、啊、和这个风范啊，就受到人的重视啊。
The fourth one is not lying. Now, we need to be a kind of person that is honest and truthful. We don't say empty words. We don't say something that we are not going to fulfill. We don't promise others with empty words. This way will help us to create the kind of style that people will know who we are and they will respect us accordingly.
哇，就是不饮酒啊，在佛法上来说啊，这个饮酒啊，就它的这个故事啊，集中起来，一共有36种啊。 因为酒啊是麻醉这个脑筋的，平常时候啊脑筋清醒，不应该做的，他知道不应该做，就不做。等到啊酒一饮啊，他这个脑筋啊混乱了，平常时候不肯做的，到了那个时候啊，他乱做一阵子了。还有呢。 就是说，你饮了酒了，如果是开菜了，到了某种情况之下，你不能啊控制这个饮酒了，或者呀撞到大树，或者撞到墙壁啊，人离开啊就死去了。像这样的人哦，牺牲受大痛苦。 将来呀，好像都地狱了。所以呀，请最好啊，一滴的酒啊都不要饮。那这样呢，这个脑筋啊，它才会清醒。
The last one, no drinking alcohol. According to Buddhism, in Buddhist literature, it listed. About 36 kinds of stories related to drinking. It all telling us that drinking is not something good for us, particularly because it will affect our mind. When during this normal situation without alcohol, things we won't do, but after the influence of alcohol, we will do those things that we regret later on. Especially when someone who is driving, it is very, very important that you do not drive under the influence of alcohol, because we see a lot of situations that people driving after the influence of alcohol, they will then hit the car to a big tree or hit the car to a wall and result as that they might lose their life. So after that, these kind of beings not only suffer greatly physically, their mind might also drift them to the hell realm. So please, really, really pay attention to this precept. It's best that you don't drink even one drop of alcohol.
我也吃得尽严了了,
这一步十三这根既珍贵啊，在啊信这个十三就是生不杀不盗不淫，嘴不妄语不染色不恶口不欺语啊，一呢能真正的啊时常警觉自己啊，要防止他的贪啊嗔啊痴啊。好，
After we have take the five precepts, we should also do more to really practice the 10 virtuous deeds. These 10 virtuous deeds are related to our body, speech, and mind. To our mind, we don't arise this greed, hatred, and ignorance. And for our body, we don't kill, we don't steal, we don't commit this sexual misconduct. And for our speech, we don't lie, we don't say frivolous words, we don't conduct the splitting words. These are the 10 virtuous actions we should then extend ourselves to practice.
现在啊，能真正行十善了了。这个十善啊，简单的说，心安菩萨道的根本就是这个十善啊，能够从这个十善当中啊，把这一个啊信菩萨道的根基啊，所以啊，做得呀很深很固啊。举个比喻来说，就是说啊，等于是一棵啊参天的呀大树，这个树啊干啊非常壮，它这个枝叶啊非常的硬亮的范围啊非常广，这都人种树啊。所以啊，我们真正的做人啊，要做成这个人种的大树，就自己的根深不会再低老了，同时啊树也能展开广大的这个树荫，哦，能够啊集人类的种种的这个阴凉，解除这个热闹。那么像这样子的心思上了咯，就能啊实现我们做人应做的这个正常轨道。你走上了这个正常轨道了了，所以永远的一直向前，永远的不再啊向后退缩或者低头。
After we have practiced already in the path of practicing the 10 virtuous deeds, now simply stated about 10 virtuous deeds, if they are the foundation of Bodhisattva practice. If we could really practice these 10 virtuous deeds, it's like we are this big tree with this very solid, deep roots. And with this, a tree that is solid on the ground with deep roots, and we're growing high and tall, and we have branches expanding wide and large, and we have create this shady area. It's like we are covering, we create this kind of cool, calm, peaceful, shady area to calm these human beings, sentient beings that are suffering in the heat, heated vexations. We are cooling their vexations down by extending ourselves like a big, huge trees, and we can cover helping them to cool them, to deliver, alleviate their sufferings. So if we can really root ourselves in these 10 virtuous deeds, then we can then say we are like the huge tree among human beings. And if we do that, then we are forever going forward. We don't step down. We don't step backwards. Because once we roots are deeply rooted and we are growing, that is the only way then we are growing, continuously going forward and forward until one day we achieve complete Buddhahood.
Once
we study Buddha Dharma and uphold and accept the five precepts, and we uphold the five precepts very well, then we will be able to establish this human character that is unshakable. And then we truly are on the path of bright and light path, in the path that will bring light and brightness. And because we are in the right path, then what that means, we are not geared toward only, you know, skilled to one side or skilled to the other side. We are right in the right path, then we are not be able to, we won't be falling down, slipping down. This all means that once we have established this right characters, human characters, then we have this right spirit, human spirit, then innerly we are in peace and calm. And outwardly, we are upright, we do things right, then it will reveal through our body, through our speech, and our mind. How? Our mind, what we think, what we store inside, are in accordance with the Buddha Dharma. And when we talk in accordance with what the Buddha taught us, and reflect it out, use our bodies to show the action, the virtuous actions that we are actually in accordance with. This way, then we are established this human character that's unshakable, that is completely wide and open.
圣也静香心坐听 不是后面不颠倒这个善业信从善业讲起这个意思什么就是我们身体上所表现的种种的这个行为总括说两方面
一种啊是恶业，二种是善意。那么现在说啊，你既然啊真正的要做人了啦，就要好好的啊从我们这个身体上所表现的啊非常啊这个坚强。因此啊说这样的一种人哦，他的这个形象也就是做人的这个模范，做挺啊到什么地方他都能啊挺得起来，都能啊不再会啊倒下去。
Now the next one, the karma created by your body will help you be sound, sturdy, and of great stature. Now when we talk about karma, karma is the action that expressed through our body. What kind of actions? There are two kinds, devious and virtuous. Now, once we have decided to really want to become true human beings, we need to use wisely and well of this our body so that our body will be strong and upright. So whenever we are dealing, whatever we are facing, we face it with upright honesty and we are not being pushed down or slided off.
如果说是啊，你做人的这个形象啊，从始至终啊，都能做听，不说后眉不定的。你呢，从今以后啊，乃至啊，一直到无尽的未来的这个时空之中，不会啊再受种种的迷惑了咯，也不会啊再昏迷下去了咯。因此啊苏格啊，你永远的啊不会再颠倒了咯，不会再颠倒了。怎么样子才不会再颠倒啊？就是说懂得了这个法的意义了。这个法呀，简单的说就是光明啊，就是道路，就是境界呀。你懂得了这个清净的佛法了，你就活在光明当中，从光明中啊走上这个做人的这个道路了，久久的啊走上去了，非常啊这个平稳，非常啊这个坚固，就能够啊到达呀最理想的哦。一方面可以了出生死，二方面可以救度啊许多的乃至一切的苦恼众生了。
Once we have started to practice 5 precepts and 10 virtuous deeds and become really practiced like a true human being, then our mind will be maintained this upright and not confused, not deviate. This way, then we will be really gain benefits from the Dharma. When we talk about the Dharma, Dharma means brightness. Dharma means the way. Dharma means attainment. So if we understand the Dharma, we are then forever be with the Dharma and living the upright and in this, on this path that is bright and honesty. If we do that, we gain the benefit of sever the life, the circle of life and death. At the same time, we also are able to help and deliver suffering sentient beings.
一切世俗草林气啊，多多少少破世土啊。一个人啊，这个身体上所表现的这个一气尽显了了，因此啊，在任何的时间，在任何的地方，他都啊操练那个非常啊这个正气。那么现在说啊，这个操啊和这个练啊，简单的啊分两种来讲，一种啊是要操持自己的心，不肯他呀打这一个啊胡思乱想的妄想，二方面啊要操练自己的身体。我来注意你们看，一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十，你看看我喘气吧，没喘气啊，没喘气你们就好的锻炼啊，啊，要不然啊，说早起起来啊，应该睡六小时，最多睡七小时就够了。你睡两觉不起来锻炼，这样你这个身体容易中风，容易老化。你要身体不中风不老化，一、二、三要锻炼。好。
Now, if we use our body, express this strong and committed appearance, when we are in every situation, then that means that we will able to maintain our mind with clarity without having this constant wandering thoughts or illusory thoughts bombarded in our mind. At the same time, we need to do also physical exercise like this. One, two, three. And you do this and without, you know, huff and puff. That means you can maintain not just a mind with clarity, but strong and upright physically. Now, a lot of people like to sleep for long hours. Actually, the most seven hours is what you need. If you sleep too long, when you are getting old, you might get, you know, a stroke or become, you know, aging much faster. So learn from me. Do this exercise, one, two, three, every day, okay?
啊，现在呀，要注意呀，就是说啊，我们能讲的一、二，要做多少次数？要做多少次数？每天是一千二百次。一起而不吃，好。
Now you have to pay attention. The exercise I just demonstrated to you, do you know how many times you need to do that every day? 1,200 times.
大家呀，要知道了咯。我今年多少岁数？92岁。我这样做啊，有没有喘气？有没有喘气啊？没喘气，你们也要做啊！你不做就要疯癫啊，要中风。好。
Now, I am 92 years old today. And when I practice this, did you see me huff and puff? No.Because of that, you also need to do it. Otherwise, you might get a stroke.
现在呀，你能这样子的呀，住的呀，这个整齐的话，多多少少铺子都。更进一步啊，师叔讲，你不管是内心所穿的，外在所表现的呀，都是非常啊真真诚诚，没有一点的苟且。那么这样子啊，你能把自己所有的这个私欲之情的那些贪图啊，都能够啊彻底破除。
Now, if we could maintain this inner peace, harmony, and express outwardly with sincere and honesty, and be rid of our self-desire and self-centeredness.
现在呀、哦，是讲到这个生意了，请注意注意啊，说个一天啊，追求而不吃。有一次啊，我遇到个年轻的，他说身体不好，我说我要叫你一个精神水啊，他说怎么讲？对，一、二，他说个，我照你的这个方法去做啊，一不吃我都瘫了。我说你这个东西没有出息，没有出息。这个年轻人怎么谈下来呀、啊？真的，一头精神一好哎，嗯，好。
Now, when we talk about virtuous karma, it's important to do that exercise I just demonstrated to you. And it's important to do it 1,200 times every day. One time, a young person came to me and told me that she didn't feel well. So I showed her this exercise. And so she went back home.Practice. And later on, she told me, you know, Master, after 100 times, I was on the floor already. I couldn't do it. And I said, nah, you should try harder.
现在说啊，我们做人的啊，最重要的一做，说你在任何的时空之下，你在任何的时空之下做人的表现，不要让人啊从你的身体上啊，或者语言上啊，或者内心上所想的种种，看出啊种种的这个失去的贪图。你能这样子啊，破除了私欲的贪图，你才能真正啊，把人啊做的呀非常啊这个彻底认真。
When we talk about how to be human being, it's important at any time, any space, you reveal.These actions to let other people know and to reveal to other people that your sincerity and honesty with your body, speech, and mind, and whatever you are doing is not out of your own self-greedy mind and motivations.And if you can completely dissolve this self-centered motivation, greed, and desires when you perform deeds, actions, then you will be able to really become this honest and upright human being.And then you can complete yourself as a human being.
可也柔软语细人，语难细人替人生。第二啊，是我们口业，也就是语言了。如果假使你嘴上所说的这个话非常这个柔软，这个柔软啊，就是柔和啊，不粗硬。那么像这样子的柔软语啊，在佛法当中的时候叫爱语。这个爱语请注意注意，不是说个谈情说爱的那个语，就所说的话呀，让人听得进，让人欢喜，这个就是爱语。如果你这个口意啊柔软了，你所说的话呀，那吸得住人的心，为什么呢？你一句话呀，就透到人的心里，啊，打开了你脑筋、脑海，因此他永远记得了喽。如果说是我们这个人啊，说出的话能吸得住人的心啊，这个时候有什么功效？替人生，说你就能替得住许多人的这个身体，为什么呢？你说的这个话有力啊，他以后啊见到你啊，或者就是见不到你，他听到你的话，他就跟着你这个话也去做了。
Next, we'll talk about the karma that performed through our speech. The verse says, "The karma created by your speech will be gentle and kind and touch people's heart." If what you say can touch people's hearts, then you will be able to uplift them. If you are able to uplift people, then you can help them succeed. And the person who can help others succeed is someone who can deliver sentient beings. Now in Buddha Dhamma, we have this phrase called love words, this deliver translation from Chinese, okay? Now that doesn't mean this here, love, doesn't mean this kind of affectionate, you know, from this self-centered, centeredness point of view. It actually means soft and kind words. Now if you are able to speak to others with this soft and kind words, you were able to touch their hearts, then once their heart being touched by you, then their mind will be open. And when their mind open, then they will be able to really listen what you are going to say. And actually, not only just listen, they also will follow what you are telling them. So love words means kind, sincere, and not rough words to talk to others. And you will actually, through your speech, you will be able to help and deliver sentient beings.
能替人生，能成人，能成人者，能度人。如果你说的这话，吸得住人的心了啦，因此啊，人的心啊，就老是啊注意你所说的话，跟着你所说的话去做，那么就这样子哦，能把许多的这个人生啊提出啊，不会再堕落。从今以后啊，能真正的成为一个人，能真正的成了人了咯，才能真正的啊度许多的人。说起来啊，是佛菩萨度人啊，其实啊，也就是说人度人哦。如果说是你重视自己人生的价值，你发挥这个人生的啊这个力量和意义啊，那么这样子啊，你就能啊度许多的人了。所以 我们不能啊轻视自己，也不能啊傲视他人啊。说个我这个人哦，就是这么样子喽啊，不会上进了喽。或者有的人啊，说个瞧不起他人，我了不起，这是最大的这个错误。
Once we were able to practice the soft, honest speech, then our words will be able to touch others' hearts. And because we were able to touch others' hearts, whenever we talk, people will listen and they pay highly attention to what we are going to say. And not just that, they follow what we have said to them. Then they also then practice, then they will also become true human beings. And they themselves will also be able to deliver other sentient beings. So by doing that, more sentient beings will be delivered through our kind, honest speech. Now, normally we say Buddhas and Bodhisattvas deliver sentient beings. In actuality, it's actually human beings deliver other human beings. So, it is important that we treasure this human body, and also we treasure highly of the quality of mankind. When also we expound this meaning, what's the meaning of being a human being? Then we will be able to help more and more other people. And this way, we don't look down ourselves to say, oh, no, 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 this is too big. I can't handle this. I am not qualified. We don't look down upon us. We don't also overlook ourselves being a very arrogant person and look down upon others. No. We simply perform ourselves as an honest and sincere person. We don't look down upon ourselves nor others.
也澄清，内外明啊，内不在我，外为师。第三啊，就是意义啊。假如说个，我们内在的这个心意啊，所表现的、所思维的、所存在的，一切个都澄清了了。换句话说个，不会要混浊了了。这样子啊，内内外外呀、啊，就分明了了。那么现在说个，内不作我，外为师啊，真正啊，内外分明了的人。从内在来说个，不会啊，再执着一个自我了。在这儿啊，要少少说明一下，我们这个释迦佛呀，称为大雄，大雄师尊啊。这个大雄啊，从什么地方啊开始的？说个能破除这个大我啊。说世界上一切的人啊，都把这个我啊看得很大，说我要这，我要那，啊，我要权力，啊，我要怎么怎么样，这就是大我作怪。这个释迦佛爷他知道了，他说一切的罪恶之根啊，他都是个大我。现在呢，说释迦佛呀，他发愿。他知道了，要成佛呀，需要破除这个大我，破除了大我了，一起自在了了，啊，一起个真正啊能发挥一般人或者所有的人不能发挥的力量，他能啊完全啊发得个充分，这个叫做大雄了。
Finally, we'll talk about the karma of the mind.Inwardly, we maintain this clarity. Outwardly, we are not confused. This maintains this inner and outer clarity. How? We don't have this attachment to self. Now this, I'd like to explain a little bit. Shakyamuni Buddha also has this name called Great Hero. He's called Great Hero because he has completely shattered this so-called Great Self. He has seen through the reason that people are suffering. The root of that is because this self. We are conducting all these evil deeds is also because of this sense of self. So by breaking this sense of self, by see through it and shatter this attachments to the sense of self, Shakyamuni Buddha attained Buddhahood. And he is able to expound, to be able to have this infinite power and ability that ordinary sentient beings don't have. It is because he has shattered and let go of this attachment to the sense of self.
一个人啊，能做到累在呀，不执着一个大悟了，因此啊，就能学这个释迦佛的这个大雄的这个精神，能够啊，向这个外在呀发这个大愿恨，所以啊，我要普遍的呀，为这个世间的苦人啊。 做一个真正的度化他们的一个桥梁，一个模范。
Now, once we were able to let go, shatter this attachment to this great self, then we were able to learn from Shakyamuni Buddha. And with learn from the spirit of this great hero, and arise this great vow to deliver all sentient beings.
When I was a Zen Siku, Chung is a Ji Shu Ren. So you go ring a Nenga Shue Zaga for Posaya. So go. 我要为世间，我要救这个世间人的苦恼。那么这样子啊，做久了了，力量啊，充实了了，外在啊，就有真正的这个力量，有真正的这个功德，能够拯救世界众生的苦恼了，成为世界继续人。 如果像这样的一种人哦，才能成为呀、啊、整个世界最需要的一种人。那么现在呀、啊，这个地方要稍稍说明一下哟。一个人啊，假使就这么样的虚生浪死的，糊涂的混过一世哦。 不但啊，不会成为世间积虚人哦，反而啊，成为世间的消耗，或者简单的叫捉迷虫啊。我们不能做这样的捉迷虫，我们要发大心，说啊，我要做一个世间积虚的人，啊，世间上人不能做到的，我要做到；世间上人不能获得的，我要获得，请。
Outwardly, your concern will be to help the world. If you are someone who can bring relief to the suffering of the world, then you are someone whom the world urgently needs. Once we learn from the Buddha and Bodhisattvas, then we were able to let go and shatter this attachment to the sense of self and arise to this great vow of delivered or suffering sentient beings. After a while, a long while, we will be able to accumulate this power and the merits. Then we will really be the kind of human beings that the world truly needs. When we talk about this, be the kind of human being that the world truly needs, I like to explain a little. It is important that we do things to benefit the world, to benefit all other beings. And whenever other beings are shied away from doing it, that is the right thing to do, we voluntarily to do it and do it full-heartedly. This way, we will be human beings that the world truly needs. Otherwise, we are just spending our life without knowing, really, like, wasting our lifetimes, not totally confused the purpose of being here. It's like the worms eating the rice, eating away. It's like wasteful beings in this world. So I really encourage all of you make a great vow to be the kind of human beings that the world actually need, which means you really learn from Buddha Dharma and practice accordingly, and then really go out there and do things that other people need, be the true human beings that the world truly need.
最后请诸位牢记住, 说我们啊要做一个最积极的, 是世界上最积极的人, 切记不可以啊做一个捉迷虫哦, 切记不要做捉迷虫啊, 好。
Finally, remember, it is really important. I encourage all of you, be the kind of human beings that the world truly need, and not the worms eating the rice. So that means not the kind of beings just wasting the resource of the world.
你转型王吗? 哦, 我们看啊, 这个王女士啊, 翻译得比我讲得好, 我们大家来个鼓掌。
The translator did an excellent job today.
阿弥陀佛。
好，请四位共生的小朋友出列，请到前面来。那个站在后面，前面，站在后面。
后面一点，再后面一点，再后面一点。然后 ，you later line up with each master 哈。你们要不要过来一点？过来一点。好，来过来一点。来 ，come here。
有四位要站，你们过来一点。那个，主持人，礼佛三问讯，大众请起立，在问讯。
Second bell.
三问讯。
Third bow.
Wen Xun.
Bow again.
好，请转身，住持法师。
接下来我们进行供花。
住持法师。
We will offer flowers to Sangha.
好，请小朋友，请 kneel down and do your offering. 来，交给前面的法师。来摸摸头皈依佛皈依法皈依僧我们感谢长老方丈和尚住持法师还有果庆法师
还有共生
还有共生不是已经共了吗？
共生了，
哎呀，红包不是已经在上面了？
红包呢？
是啊，嗯，所以接下来我们进行佛前大供，
是有要共生吗？
有，
来，没有，你把这两盆花拿走。
We will begin our lunch offering.
这个 Yeah. Later, 如果待会哈有想要共生的菩萨呢，我们这前面待会遇佛的时候哈，待会佛前大供完之后，我们开始我们的遇继续我们的遇佛。那诸位可以到前面来，有一排三个菩萨哈，然后你舀一瓢水。然后头还有两个肩分三次浴佛那如果你需要共生的话你可以帮你将你的 offering 呢放在前面的红托盘上面好那我们会去供养我们的四位法师 OK 好接下来我们就先佛前大供请把那个盘子这个拿走
If you would like